Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm so glad that we're all here. And of course, another great weekend ahead of us. Lots of stuff that's happening. And Barbara Corona.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's wonderful. A beautiful weekend.
Yeah. It's kind of that spring is in the air. In fact, I know for myself, starting to do some spring cleaning. I know you are, right?
Me too.
It's like clean up, clean out, right? I mean, do guys get that?
I have to remove the trash before I can clean.
So you're like one of those clean everything and then organize.
And then clean.
See, that's me. Mm-hmm. I have to have my desk clean before I can work. So anyways, but I love that kind of that season. So anyways, so again, I'm really excited that everyone is here joining us, starting your day in a positive way, waking up with the Kim Pagano Show. If it's your first time joining us, we talk about the brighter side of life. And of course, I always like to start with something uplifting. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Nobody could win at everything. Winning sure must be the goal, but don't make it a possession. Important thing to give your best at whatever you do. Even if you fail, be humble enough to accept the defeat and even learn to compliment your other opponents. Okay, that's really hard sometimes because you go, oh, that should have been me or whatever. But further, learn your experience and make it a strong comeback. So anyways, I'm Kim. I'm here with Barbara and Tom. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We invite your calls. We invite you to get some of our great things that we're giving away today. And of course, all the way through the week, you can tune in to our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show or our website, kimpaganoshow.com. www.thenturecounties.com, or you can go to our Facebook and our social, Instagram and Facebook and all those, and that, of course, is Kim Pagano's show. With that, I'm really excited to talk about our first guest. We've got Dr. Kyle Stanley coming on, and of course, he is an elite dental surgeon. I'm really excited to talk to him and hear some of the great things that he's doing. And of course, dental is something that you just keep making these amazing movements forward. And I don't know, it's that picture perfect smile that everybody wants. So then I've also got Karina, and I hope I'm going to say this right, Chicano. And we're going to be talking about the girl forever. And, you know, some of us, she played the girl that she that everyone like digs in the movie. But she's got some princess stories for us that maybe might have gone a little wrong. So anyways, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We start off with the Rubicon, and it's Nashville Girl, starting this evening at 8 p.m. Tomorrow for April 15th, they have a show at 2 p.m. for Sunday. Tickets are $55. This is a great show. We'll get you on Will Call for the Rubicon Theater. If you're looking to enhance your relationship, you can stop by Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary, high-quality sensual products for passionate play. Located at 434 Main Street in Ventura, you can call 888-801-8952. Also, the Ventura County Blues Festival is on the way. April 28th is when that's happening. We have the 35th Annual California Strawberry Festival, one of the biggest festivals in the state of California. We have it here in Oxnard. It's always fun. The 42nd Annual Beer Festival is happening, and that's Sunday, May 6th. A lot of fun. The Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off is located at Canale Creek North Park. So you have the Beer Festival, the Chili Cook-Off, all that fun. And it rolls into the 62nd annual Canale Valley Days, which I went to for years and years when I lived in TO. It's a blast. Carnival rides and more. That's May 10th, May 13th. Canale Valley Days at the Canale Creek Park. Lots of fun.
A lot of things going on,
yes,
huh?
Yes, there is.
Gosh. All right. Well, let's start off with how about some Blue Festival tickets? And, of course, that is at one of my favorite places. I always think it's a hidden jewel over there off of Channel Islands, and so let's just start off with those. I'd love to give away a couple tickets to that. That's April 28th, and of course, Studio Channel Islands. Gates open at 10. You get your seats, and the music starts at 11. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, let's bring our next and our first guest on. I'm really excited to talk with him. Dr. Stanley, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are. And, of course, we're going to be talking a little bit about dental implants and, of course, really the full dental reconstruction, correct?
Yeah, so I'm a dentist in Beverly Hills, and I work with two great partners. We have an office called Helm Najad and Stanley Dentistry. It's hnsdentistry.com. And the cool thing about us is that we work as a team, so I focus more on the surgical aspect, but I have my other two great partners that do the cosmetic stuff and the restorative stuff, so we can treat our patients really comprehensively in one place.
Wow, interesting. How long have you been doing it?
About 8 years.
Okay, and what's your favorite thing to do? I mean, I do hair, and we do makeup,
yeah,
right? And so when somebody looks good and they feel good, but you're even going in a little deeper.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, for me, I love doing like smile makeovers.
Uh-huh.
So it's someone that comes in with failing teeth, you know, maybe they're loose, they have bad breath, they're in pain, or maybe they have dentures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they don't have any teeth. And we can do in one day, we can place implants, we can do a full smile reconstruction.
In one day?
And in one day, they can walk out with something that doesn't come in and out, something that's fixed. They can eat with, they can smile with, they can blow their candles out at their birthday party, you know.
Well, you mentioned those kind of things like that you don't really think about, huh?
Yeah, there's all these little things that, you know, people like myself who I have all my teeth and I've been pretty lucky,
mm-hmm,
I take for granted.
But
my patients come in and they say, you know, I'm afraid to go to a job interview, so I'm not happy with my job because I can't smile. Or, you know, even, like, we treat a lot of fashion models at our office, and even the models will say, you know, I was doing a Target ad, and they asked me to smile, and I was embarrassed.
You do see a lot of people that don't smile, and you wonder, probably because they don't like their smile, they're not feeling comfortable with it. How many people actually go in for a full smile makeover? Is that what you call it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Really?
And because of the changes in technology, it's made it way easier for the patient. Many things that used to take 6 months or a year to do, like I said, we can do 80% of it in a day.
Wow.
Through sedation dentistry, you know, putting the patients to sleep so that they're comfortable, they don't have to listen, hear anything, or feel or remember anything. So it makes it more comfortable for our patients.
Wow. You know, so how safe is it? I mean, are people still nervous? I have 4 children and now 2 grandchildren.
Oh, nice.
Or actually 4 grandchildren, but my 2 grandsons, they're twins, they're 3 years old, and they just went to the dentist, and they had like this most positive, amazing time. They can't wait to go back. And I'm like, well, that's not how it was when But
yeah.
I love that you're saying it's all done in one day. You don't feel anything, you know?
Yeah, things have changed with dentistry. You know, there's always this negative aspect that people think of with a dentist. But with the change in technology and the change in sedation and things like that, it can really be a pleasant experience. And we have plenty of patients that they say, you know, I actually like coming to see you guys.
Gosh, that's great. And now, when you do implants, I know that there's, what are they called, where you actually saw the teeth down and then put the, you know.
Oh, like a crown or a bridge?
Veneers.
Veneers, yeah. Veneers. Thanks, Barbara. Yeah, yeah. Veneers. Do you do that, or is that a kind of a passe thing?
No, so veneers are done often, but what kind of made me cringe is when you said we saw down the teeth.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of an old way
it
of doing
is,
it.
Because I remember having this beautiful client of mine. She was a model. And I'm doing her hair, and she's got a gig going. And all of a sudden, she grabs her mouth, and I'm like, what's wrong? And she goes, oh, my gosh, now I'm going to have to call him up. Her teeth fell out.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Like 3 of her teeth. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they were in the front. And she was supposed to go to this thing. And I'm like, why would anybody do that, you know
right.
what I mean? So that kind of freaks me out a little bit, but
yeah, that's
so
the old style.
Okay.
That's the old way. Nowadays, really, veneers don't come out. And if we ever have to touch a tooth, sometimes we barely have to touch it. I mean, just almost like we say reshaping. It's not
really
like,
wow,
you know, making it into a peg
so
or yeah. And how we do this is now all digital realm, so we can plan what someone's mouth is going to look like before we do anything. It's called digital smile design.
That's amazing.
Amazing. You guys are so awesome. I love that. All right, I got to come check you guys out. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up, starting your day in a positive way. Well, this is like a positive way to go. Of course, we're talking with dental surgeon Dr. Kyle Stanley. And of course, Dr. Stanley, give out your phone number again and your website.
Yeah, so our phone number is 310-278-0440, and our website is hnsdentistry.com. So it's like Helm, Najad, and Stanley. Those are us 3 doctors.
Ah, nice. Okay. So can you tell us how implant dentistry works?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so implant dentistry, a lot of people think it's new, but really implants were invented in the 50s and 60s. They've just become really popular now in the last, let's say, 15, 20 years. But they're very predictable. And how it works is when you lose a tooth, you usually lose the bone with it. So the bone will go away because the bone says, well, I don't need to be here. The tooth isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
When we place an implant into the jawbone, this can recreate the root of the tooth. And then we can place teeth on top of that. So it's something that's fixed. It doesn't come in and out. And it allows our patients to live their lives normally and smile with confidence.
Wow. You make it sound so easy. I love that. Because, you know, I thought that you had to do, how long would you said you could do it all in one day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we can do something called teeth in a day or the all-on-4 treatment, which means that we can either remove failing teeth, or if a patient doesn't have teeth, we can place implants and connect everything so that they have like a horseshoe of teeth. And they can eat that same day.
That is
incredible.
That is amazing. Wow. And now, is that is that if they have something big going on, is that the normal way or is that like the rush way?
No, that's the preferred way now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's
wow.
the preferred
Because I remember
way now.
Where you had to do like almost a bone graft, then you yes. had to wait, then you had mm-hmm. to have it, you know, size. I mean, it was like a whole process.
Right, and there's some times when we still have to do that in certain cases.
Mm-hmm.
But on these full mouth reconstructions, now with the technology, with the research that we have, with all, you know, I basically do the surgery digitally two or three times before I do it on the patient. So I'm doing the surgery in a three-dimensional realm on my computer, and I can be anywhere in the world doing it for my patient before we get ready. So everything's pre-planned and very predictable.
Wow,
that's
huge.
Great. It's kind of like the beam me up. This is Barbara. Hi, Dr. Stanley.
Hi,
it's
Barbara.
It's kind of like the beam me up, Scotty, beam me down with a new look.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a really fun time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does any insurance help pay for any of maybe the surgical, maybe not the cosmetic part of it?
Yeah, so, you know, dental implant treatment, it can be costly.
Uh-huh.
And dental insurance usually maxes out around $1,000, $1,500.
Okay.
So you can usually max out your insurance and get, you know, everything that you can get out of it. But I tell most of my patients to not expect for their insurance
right.
to cover very much.
Unless it was maybe like an accident or something where you lost your front teeth.
Exactly.
Or if you
yeah,
had good hockey insurance and you were playing hockey.
That's right. I used to play
now
hockey.
Now you're talking
so.
Tom's language
yeah.
here, too.
We're Kings fans.
We have different things that we can make it affordable for almost anybody.
Okay.
Because, you know, we have something called Care Credit.
Care
which
Credit.
Is like, yeah, yeah, and you guys may have heard about that. It's like a credit card for your medical or your vet bills. And you can
right.
space it out so that, you know, you pay for it over the next year or few years.
Yep. And sometimes you can even get the 0% interest for so many
right.
months. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I've used it.
Yep.
There you go. I need yeah. to check that out. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you're also a researcher, right, who's
yes.
been published in the top international dental journals. Tell us a little
yeah.
bit about them. Well, I always like to ask this question. Is there a reason you went into this field or, you know, like we all kind of have that little bit of a journey?
Yeah. Well, my journey is I was always really interested in medicine,
mm-hmm.
but I grew up as an artist, really. I was a professional dancer
oh.
by the time I was about 8 years old, and I wanted to be a cartoonist, so I was really in the art side, but I was always interested in medicine. And then my dad's a dentist, and my brother's a dentist, so I said, mm-hmm. I'll look into it. And then I kind of went more of the surgical way, and then when I went to USC, I got involved with research, so
right.
now I've published, I don't know, something like 15 or 20 articles,
wow.
you know, all based around digital smile design and dental implants and surgery. And I love that because it gives our profession something that we can look back on and say, hey, we know this has been proved by research. This works. We can trust this instead
wow.
of it just being someone's opinion.
Right. It, you know what? It's kind of, I mean, I would think it has to be an art. If you've ever seen somebody that had their teeth done, and either they're too big for their mouth or,
yeah.
right? I mean, you know, it's kind of
yeah.
like a bad hair day.
I have a question. There is
yeah.
a commercial on TV where it shows this woman and she has very large gums and very little teeth. And then they show her, they say the same day, she looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a fitness
instructor.
Instructor, yeah. And I think, how is that possible? So is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. There's
That's amazing.
A lot of things that have changed with technology that allow us to do a lot in a relatively small amount of time.
Wow. You know what? We
That's
need
great.
To take a really quick break. Dr. Stanley, will you stay with us? Because I want to talk to you. I want to get in a little bit deeper.
Sure.
No
yeah,
pun
sure.
intended there. But give out your phone number one more time so that while we're on break that any of our listeners want to, you know, definitely check out your website or your
Sounds
office.
Sounds good. So it's 310-278-0440, and our website is HN, as in Nancy, S, dentistry.com.
HNS, doctor. Okay, perfect. All right, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some Strawberry Festival tickets. And, of course, this is their 35th annual Strawberry Festival. And, of course, that's happening May 18th and 19th. We're already talking about it. We're getting it going. And it's actually one of the Southern California most popular festivals. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. It's just about time for the 42nd annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's finest chefs. There'll also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, finest craft beers, as well as a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in two stages of music featuring country and classic rock, and a free and fantastic kids zone, and you get a can't-miss event for everyone. It all takes place on Sunday, May 6th, with family-friendly hours of 1 to 5 at Conejos Creek Park North on Janus Road, at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away some Nashville Girl tickets. And, of course, that's happening at the Rubicon Theater. April 15th is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, tonight and tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon.
I'm like a little dizzy with this little cold that I got here. Tonight and tomorrow night, we've got tickets. And, of course, tonight is at 8 o'clock, so I'd love to share those with you. And if you don't win them here, definitely get a part of the three-concert package. And that's $35 for students and then $46.75 with ID for the rest of us. And, of course, you can always call them at 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org to get tickets. But call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Rubicon, it always has some great stuff happening there. So, of course, again, we're talking about Nashville Girls. So, all right, we are talking with Dr. Kyle Stanley, and we're talking about dental implants, full dental reconstruction, made easy. It sounds like it's just made easy. You make it sound so like, where do I call? How do I sign up? I love it. You know, in fact, we were talking in the break here. And so is this, I mean, do you have a lot of exclusive people or is it just, you know, you're down in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we are in Beverly Hills, so of course we get, you know, celebrities, mm-hmm. Fortune 500 CEOs,
yeah.
blah, 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 all that stuff. But, you know, we have regular patients.
Right.
You know, we have the soccer mom. We have, you know, the person that works at the grocery store. Yesterday we had someone that works for the post office. So, yeah, it's a normal group of people, you know. Of course, we get the interesting kind of Hollywood celebrities
yeah.
sometimes just
yeah.
because of where we are.
Right.
It's a fun time. It's always interesting to see, you know, who's on the schedule, who's on the schedule.
I know. It's not neat. So, yeah. So let me ask you, okay, kind of walk us through one of your treatments. You know, you would walk in there. Would you walk us through? Like, are you,
yeah.
you know, are you knocked out? Are you numb? Or how does it, you know, just kind of so we can give me my comfort zone, please.
Yeah. So usually a patient would come in. We have a consultation. We try to figure out what they're looking for, what their needs are, maybe what their problems are. And what's cool now, like I told you, is that we can digitize the patient. We can put them in like a three-dimensional realm and say, you know, this is what we're planning on doing. What do you think about this? And they can say, oh, wow, that was great. Or, you know, that can we go a little shorter on that? What we can also do now, which is kind of fun, is we can do something called a smile donator. So let's say you have a daughter or sister or brother that has beautiful teeth. We can digitally scan that person and give their teeth to you.
Oh, my gosh. Are
yeah,
serious?
Yeah, so we can
wow.
make them look just like that. And people love this with their family. And we get it a lot with, you know, a patient that's, let's say, in their 60s, 70s, and they say, you know, my daughter or my granddaughter has these beautiful teeth. And so we can scan them and say, now you can have your daughter's teeth. So it fits their face, it fits their genetics, and, you know, we can do it on top of implants.
Wow. Now, when you do implants,
mm-hmm.
that's removing your teeth. Is that correct or am I not correct?
No, that's correct. So that's if the teeth are lost or if they're failing and we need to remove them based on gum
okay,
disease
so say
or bad breath
your
or
teeth,
loose.
Right. So say your teeth are pretty decent,
mm-hmm.
but you don't love your smile.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So there's very minimally invasive things that we can do now. So let's say they're crooked. We could do something like Invisalign, if you've heard of that, which
right.
is like
I had
clear
that.
Retainers.
Yep.
Yeah, so I had Invisalign myself.
Right.
Clear retainers that can move it, and no one really knows that you have it. So that's nice. And then, of course, there's bleaching. We
right.
can bleach the teeth, make them look the right color. But let's say we've put the teeth in the correct position, we've bleached them, but there's still some little things that are wrong. Maybe the edges are chipped or worn. You maybe have old fillings, something like that. Then we can do, like we were talking about before, minimally invasive veneers or even some composite bonding. Composite bonding is like the white filling material
mm-hmm.
where we can add little, you know, edges and things to make it look nice. And most of that stuff, I mean, some of our patients don't even need to be numb for it. It's
wow.
very minimally invasive.
Wow. And when you're talking about adding the white filling, that's
yeah.
if, like, say your roots are, like, deeper than you want them to be, or is that
I think it's when your gums recede, right?
Yeah, there you go. Even yeah. exactly if your gums are receding.
Yeah, so there's two. So if your gums are receding, there's two ways to fix it. If it's truly a gum problem, we can do these new techniques now to bring the gum down.
Mm.
Which is kind of cool, where we don't have to make any incisions at all, and it's very minimally invasive. The other way is, let's say the gums have receded, but the patient doesn't want to go through surgery. We can do, like you were talking about, white filling material mm-hmm. to fill in those spaces.
Yeah, it's painless.
I've had it done too, and
yeah.
it's amazing.
It's
yeah, it lasts a long, long time.
It makes that
time.
Gum area less sensitive.
Yeah.
Exactly, because
yeah.
that can be a big problem with
mm-hmm.
with gum
exposing,
recession,
right?
Root sensitivity.
Yeah.
yeah.
Gosh, I tell you, you make it sound so easy.
Kim and I
want
may
you
both
to,
be down there together.
I know. I
want to
have you come in here
we'll
all the time and
soon,
tell us this, you know, talk
we'll
to us all the
we'll
time
take a
about
picture,
this.
We smile and have the same smile.
I like
right,
her
yeah.
smile. I like that. I love it. So now, you know, what if you're sensitive to bleaching?
Yeah, so a lot of times in the past, people thought that you had to do really high concentrations of bleach
mm-hmm.
to get a good result. And, you know, we were talking about research before. We've proven now with research that the best way to get your teeth very bright with the least amount of sensitivity is actually using a lower concentration just for a longer period of time.
Oh, so then
so
you're
you may
not...
have heard where you come in and you do like a bleaching at the dental office.
Yeah, like the Zoom.
Yeah, and those are, I really don't recommend those because it makes the patient very sensitive and also it just dehydrates the teeth. So the teeth end up coming back to be the same color.
Okay.
So the best way to do it is to have custom trays made by your dentist that you wear overnight.
Okay.
And it takes, you know, maybe a week or 2 weeks of wearing it. Uh-huh. But, for example, I bleached my teeth when I was 15. I didn't have to do it again until I was in my 30s.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
I did that too.
Wow.
I used to put a little bit in my Invisalign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a perfect mold to your teeth.
That's right.
Yeah, and then also, if you just rub it on the bottom of your teeth instead of getting it near your gums, that's the most important thing. A lot of people take that syringe and fill it all up, and then overnight it burns your gums, and it's awful.
Yeah,
don't
and even
recommend
when you're,
that.
When you're using the low concentration of bleach, mm-hmm. it doesn't do anything bad to your gums.
Right.
It actually can be good for the gums because it has hydrogen peroxide in it, so it can kind of clean the gums as well.
Wow, wow. And now, are you also, do you do just regular dental? Like cleaning and all that?
Yeah,
so
at our office,
okay.
At our office, we have the full spectrum of dentistry.
Okay.
Because there's three of us. There's Dr. Helm, there's Dr. Najad, and there's myself, Dr. Stanley. So between the three of us, we do everything.
Okay.
I personally focus on most of the surgical aspects.
Okay.
So my patients are coming to me for full mouth reconstructions, or right. even if they're missing one tooth, or maybe they had one tooth get knocked out, or they were born without it. That's where my focus lies, and especially with gum surgery and things like that.
Wow, really, really, and you gave us some really great tips. I really appreciate that. Let me ask you, what age should we kind of think when you're young and you're teenagers, you're getting your braces on, right?
Mm-hmm.
When should we start looking at all this, to have reconstructive?
Yeah, well, I think if someone's going to the dentist their whole life and they're being monitored, most of the time they won't need something that's big reconstruction unless there's some type of trauma or catastrophic
right,
accident.
Right, right, right.
You know, a lot of the patients that I'm seeing that are seen for reconstruction, they haven't been to the dentist in years, or maybe they went through a period of depression, or they went through a hard time where they really had to focus on taking care of a family member or dealing with a business. And they just put themselves last.
Mm.
And they're finally ready to say, okay,
it's
I'm ready
my
to
turn,
smile with confidence.
Right?
Yes,
that's what my
exactly.
show is all about. I love
yes.
that. You know, is there a lot of people that do that? I mean, that's interesting that you would say that because that is a big, huge population, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's nowadays the people that go to the dentist their whole life, you know, heaven forbid they ever have a problem. It's minor things, you know, a filling here because maybe they ate some candy or, you know.
Right.
They have some decay or maybe something breaks just from grinding. But most of the stuff that I deal with the big reconstructions, are patients that have had gum disease their whole life. And they didn't really know about it, so they ended up losing teeth.
Wow.
Or they had severe decay or, you know, they've had dentures for a long time. They're just ready to bite into corn on the cob. You know? it's a small thing.
Yeah, I have a question for you. What I grind my teeth,
mm-hmm.
and I wear Invisalign, and they're getting very, very cracked towards the back.
Yes.
Is there something that can prevent that other than
yeah, so
sedation?
Yeah, so a night guard is really the best thing for that, and
night,
I personally
okay.
wear a night guard. So
okay.
I wear a retainer on the top, which is like my Invisalign,
right.
something similar to that, and then I wear a night guard on the bottom. And the night guard will protect your teeth and also protect your joint, so protect your jaw joint.
I don't know
because
why I grind. Yeah,
yeah
many
okay.
of
it's
us,
called stress,
many of
babe.
Us grind. You know, we don't really know why. It's,
no.
It's
well, we're trying. My husband
else.
Tells me I work harder when I'm sleeping.
No, my granddaughter grinds her teeth
yeah,
at night too.
No,
it's
it
just,
is a
I
stress thing.
Is.
I think your mind's going and you're stressing over it, right? You're grinding
it's
your
true.
Teeth. I don't know.
It's
anyways.
True. It's involuntary, so we can't control it.
Yeah. So at least you need to get a night guard or something like that to definitely help it. So I this has been really, really interesting. I'd love you to come back and talk with us more.
Thank you so much.
It's yeah, it's so informative for people. Like you said, that was really the key. We all put ourselves, a lot of us put ourselves at one time in our life on the back burner. And and this is just an opportunity to really make yourself number one.
And there's no downtime. Most people's fears. I can't take off work 2 days. I just can't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way.
This is great, you know, that you can actually get things accomplished within 1 or 2 days.
Right. And now, do you do a consultation? Is it, how much is it?
Yeah, so we do free consultations, actually. So, you know, if your listeners want to come in and they have some questions for me, I'd be happy to meet with them. And
better rent a bus.
Okay. Here comes the Kim Pagano Show. Yep. I love it. All right. Well, again, Dr. Kyle Stanley, and of course, we're talking about dental implants and full dental reconstruction. Again, your phone number there is 310-278-278-0440. That's 278-0440. You can always text me if you miss that and you're driving. Don't do it right now.
Right.
But you will also be in our newsletter. We'll share you there too. And of course, on our website. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to hopefully meeting you soon.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, guys. It's been an honor.
You got it. All right.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, talking about good stuff, we've got some Lure Fish House gift certificates. And, of course, they're located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. I'd love to give away a gift certificate to one of my callers. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Where can you get motivated and inspired by fabulous women business owners in just one afternoon? Come to the 19th Annual Bravo Awards Luncheon, honoring inspired women going above and beyond, on Friday, April 20th at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. Join the National Association of Women Business Owners of Ventura County in recognizing the extraordinary achievements of 9 outstanding women business owners and community leaders, in addition to an exceptional corporate leader. Get your Bravo tickets at www.nawbovc.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Karina Chocano, and we're going to be talking about... if Hollywood's treatment of women leaves you wanting, you'll find good. And, of course, we're talking about her new book, Play the Girl. Karina, are you there? Karina? Oh, maybe.
Hi.
Oh, okay, there you are. We couldn't hear you. I'm like, I think she's there. Oh, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, your new book and who you are and all that good stuff. Fill us in.
Sure. So my book is called You Play the Girl, and it's a book of essays that builds like a combination of essays and memoir that talks about sort of growing up in pop culture and how the stories that I consumed sort of influenced my idea of who I was as a girl and a woman and sort of what I could be.
Okay. So first of all, let's tell us who you played.
Oh, well, I basically talk about all the stories that I consumed and encountered. So I sort of...
It's kind of hard to hear you. Sound a little mumbled.
Oh, sorry about that. In the book, I talk about the things that I watched.
Okay.
The stories that I read, the movies that I watched.
Okay. Okay. So what was your take on it? I mean, you know, we're in a culture right now that is a little scary, I would say. And you're saying, you know, some of the women are, they're just the girl on the arm, correct?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I sort of learned watching stuff growing up, I would say.
Okay. And what was your outtake of it in
Well, I think that it's the things that we consume in the culture sort of teach us that we are not subjects, that we're not sort of people in the world, but rather the object of someone else's desire or the foil or someone that's sort of tangential in these stories. So we don't see a lot of stories that put girls or women at the center of the story as a subject, as a person who's kind of going through life experiencing things.
Well, wouldn't that, do you think that that would really depend on the story or the show? Because I, you know what comes to my mind? Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. She just comes in there and kills it, okay?
Wonder Woman came out last year. I know,
but I'm just saying, which is, you know, it's, I think we're, as women, we're making this huge statement now, right?
Yeah, I think that a lot more people are, talking about this subject, and I think that it is really really important to talk about. And I think a movie like Wonder Woman will actually have a big impact on girls who watched it as little girls. Like, my daughter is 9, you know, she saw the movie when she was 8, and I think that's that experience is something that I certainly didn't have when I was.
Right, right. I see what you're saying. So what kind of influence do you think that you had? What's the one show that pops out in your mind?
There are so many, and I sort of, through the book, I kind of trace my growing up it through pop culture and sort of in relationship to pop culture. But I talk about everything from, looking at my grandfather's Playboy collection when I was, you know, 7 years old, to then discovering an old Katharine Hepburn movies when I was 12, to then becoming obsessed with Flashdance when I was 14, to watching Pretty Woman when I was in my early 20s and thinking, oh, this is a weird throwback. And, you know, what is this kind of old-fashioned story? And then having that be in a very influential film that, you know, kind of like, showed, you know, influenced all these movies that came out in the 90s and 2000s. So it kind of covers the gamut.
Right.
All the way to watching Frozen 100 times with my
daddy. All the way to what? I didn't hear you.
To watching Frozen 100 times with my daddy.
Okay. I didn't see Frozen, did you?
Yes, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me, what was Frozen? What was the...
The Disney movie, one of the sibling sisters, everything she touched froze. And so she couldn't go outdoors, and I only watched it once. So
So
do you think, this is Barbara, I'm sorry. My name is Barbara. I'm here with Kim today. And, I get your point on a lot of things, but, you know, it's a lot of things have changed. I'm 60 now, and a lot of things have changed in 50 years. I mean, when I look back, nearly everybody's mother but mine, who was a nurse, stayed home. Uh-huh. Home mom.
Yeah. My mom didn't either.
Home and you know, they were doing laundry and cooking dinner. Dinner was ready when you got home. And I think as time goes on, women were getting a little more adventurous, a little more bold. And then it became to where you needed two incomes in the house. And then, you know, we've still got the problem where women aren't paid as much as men for the same job. So I think that's, you know, it's just the way everything has evolved over time, slowly, that it's gone faster than everyone is ready for. So
yeah,
you know, yeah. I mean, I think that actually we've had a lot of sort of two steps forward, one step back. I think that in the 30s and 40s, there were a lot more women in the workforce than there were in the 50s and the 60s. But you know, the thing that I focus on is kind of pop culture and the stories that pop culture tells us and how it doesn't always reflect our reality in the world. So I do think that women have changed and that the situation, you know, women's influence in the workforce, our education, everything really has changed. But our stories don't always reflect that.
Right.
And that has to do with sort of who gets to tell the stories, which in Hollywood, you know, as we've seen, is still overwhelmingly male.
Right, right. Karina, would you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break,
sure.
And then we'll come back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'd love to give something away. If you are looking to enhance your relationship, definitely stop by Tristology, and we've got a gift certificate for you. They've got high-quality essential products for passionate play. So they're located at 434 Main Street in Ventura, or you can call them and go to call them at 888-801-8952. And of course, that's Tristology. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Where can you get motivated and inspired by fabulous women business owners in just one afternoon? Come to the 19th Annual Bravo Awards Luncheon, honoring inspired women going above and beyond, on Friday, April 20th at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. Join the National Association of Women Business Owners of Ventura County in recognizing the extraordinary achievements of 9 outstanding women business owners and community leaders, in addition to an exceptional corporate leader. Get your Bravo tickets at www.nawbovc.org.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We've got a whole nother hour ahead of us, and I hope that you stay with us all the way through there. I do want to give away tickets to, of course, the 42nd annual Chili Cook. cook-off, and of course that's the beer festival, and that is Sunday, May 6th. We will be there, and that is in Thousand Oaks, and of course it's located off of Caneo, over off of Jan's at the Caneo Creek North Park, and I'd love to give away a pair of tickets to that. That is happening again from 11 to 5. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking with Karina Chocano, and we're talking about really just the impression that some of the shows give us with the way women play in it. And Barbara and I were kind of talking. Is that kind of your take on it, Karina?
Yeah, the way that women are represented in movies and TV, and kind of what we learn about ourselves by watching that.
Right, right. And you also wrote another book, correct?
I did, yeah.
And what was the name of that book?
Oh, I wrote a humor book, but it was many years ago. It was called Do You Love Me or Am I Just Paranoid?
Okay. And that's kind of along the same lines, right, of almost just really feeling insecure. Do you agree?
Oh, I don't think so necessarily. I mean, the first book was a humor book.
Right.
So it was a parody of relationship guides that were popular at the time.
Okay.
This book is more of a sort of exploration of how our culture represents women and sort of what it feels like to grow up watching that and to be in relationship with these images and sort of how they help shape us and how they help inform
Karina, what do you do for your, do you do something other than your writing?
No, I'm a journalist. I write for magazines and I write books.
Ah, okay. What magazines do you write for?
I write for the New York Times Magazine, Vogue, New York Magazine, Rolling Stone. I'm a freelance magazine writer.
How cool is that? Was that hard to get into?
I don't know. I was a critic for many years. I was a film critic at the LA Times and a television critic before that at Entertainment Weekly and Salon. So I've always written about culture, and I've had a lot of immersion in watching a lot of films, watching a lot of TV, and sort of the privilege to be able to write about it.
Right, that's cool. How is your family in retrospect for, you know, watching these kind of things? Do you have a stay-at-home mom, or is she a working mom?
Me, growing up?
Yes,
my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and I had a similar experience. I don't think, you know, I hardly knew any working moms growing up. I was, you know, in my sort of suburban upbringing, saw like dads going to work and moms staying at home, and if anything, I think that the stuff that I watched as a young kid gave me the idea that I could, that maybe my life could be different than that, and that I
could do things. And are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And you and your husband both work, correct?
Yes.
Right. And do you empower your daughter? You have a daughter?
Yes.
Do you just have one?
Just one, yes.
Yeah. Do you empower, does that empower her? Have you ever had that conversation with her?
The conversation about working?
Yeah. Staying at home, being a stay-at-home mom or being a working mom?
I mean, I think that, you know, in her life, when she was in preschool, none of the moms stayed home. Now in school, some of them do.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think it's interesting to really think about it. You know, my mom worked my whole entire, even if she worked at home, she was working.
I think it depends too how many children you have. I mean, if you have three or more children.
I had four, and I worked. But
it's impossible really to go to work. I mean, you know,
I did it, but my husband and I flipped, you know.
Right,
we flipped
right.
on.
A lot of people,
you know,
don't have any family to watch, you know, and it becomes a struggle. It's difficult.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, and you know, my heart goes out to single moms. That's really hard. How do you juggle both sides of the fence, right? Mm-hmm. Did we lose you?
I heard a click.
Oh, maybe we did.
We might have lost her.
We did. Okay. Okay. Well, that was an interesting thought, you know, and you just never know, you know, what people are thinking and what they're brought up. It's kind of like what we're learned, yeah. Right?
I mean, I think she's taking off what we see on TV and how our kids watch and what they think about it and if they're influenced by it. Myself, I don't watch a ton of TV.
Right.
I don't watch a ton of movies. To some people, they have to see every new movie that comes out, and everybody knows all these celebrities. I probably could see them in a grocery store and wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Because it's just not huge importance for me.
Yeah.
I'm more of a social out there.
Tom, do your children, like, Colleen stays at home, right?
Well, she works at the school that they go to. And if SpongeBob SquarePants walked into a room, the kids would definitely know him.
So, I would too.
Basically, they're not celebrity kids yet.
Yeah.
It hasn't hit. Maybe Cole is a huge Kings fan because he's a hockey player.
Yeah.
So that would do it for him.
Right.
But otherwise, I think we're cool on that.
Yeah.
We watch stuff, we're entertained.
I've never been a starstruck kid, you know. No. And my mom did hair for the studio, and she'd bring home pictures saying, you know, I'm going to be working with this one or that one.
Yeah,
you know,
more interesting to meet a Vietnam veteran or a police officer or a firefighter. You know, somebody like that, it's like, okay, you're a good actor, you make $1 zillion. Okay.
Yeah.
Not
well,
as interesting
I like what
as the
they
other people.
What they stand behind.
Right.
You know,
right.
What they've made a difference in this world.
Exactly.
They're, you know, that's to me.
And
but,
how, you know,
but it is an interesting thought of, you know, what we represent, what mm-hmm. our TV is representing.
The Kardashians. You
know? Yeah, I think she
this
just had
great.
Her baby,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and there's issues with that,
yeah,
too,
I
from
know.
What I saw
on
TMZ.
Uh-oh. We'll hear all about that. Uh-huh. So, anyways. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody, again, we've got a whole nother hour, and we're going to be talking with my friends from Interface Children and Family Services and, of course, about Love is Brewing at the Kentucky Derby Saturday, May 12th. That is 11 to 2, and that's over at the historic Camarillo Ranch house. And we've got tickets for that on our next show. And then, of course, my friends from Camarillo Chamber are coming in, and I'm really excited to share with them Women in Business. And and then, of course, we've got Jason Hendrick, and we're going to be talking about rebuilding the botanical gardens. So we've got lots of stuff. So please, I hope that you stay with us into our next hour. And, of course, we always end our show with something positive, and it is Let Me End the Show Today with The Best Revenge is a Massive Success. So keep doing what you're doing, and just make it good for you. With that, you've been listening to the first half of The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.